welcome to Asexuals Anonymous, the podcast where we talk all about asexuality. If you'd like to get in touch, please do. We absolutely love reading and receiving all your messages. The email address is asexualsanon@hotmail.com. Our Instagram is Asexuals Anonymous Podcast. Those DMs are wide open. We're also on YouTube, so go check us out over there. There's a nice little playlist you can watch and it will go on to the next episode. So go check us out over there. When we've got guests on, a couple of them have come on with me, so it's not just my face all the time. You'll be glad to know. Go check us out on YouTube. My Instagram is Amy Butler 96, AmiButler 96, and my TikTok handle is Amy Butler 66, both of which are open to messages. So crack away. Don't know if that makes sense, but we're going with it. Anyway, let's get on with this week's episode. We are back for another fabulous episode. I can't remember what number we're on, but hello, anonymous friend.
Hello, I was going to say howdy then, I don't know where that came from, but howdy.
Howdy. How does thee do?
I mean, I'm all right. I'm sat here drinking what I can only describe as a bucket of wine. You can see it, but, you know, cheers.
Yeah, that's
babes.
Impressive. Cheers.
Cheers, cheers. I think
you're cracking on there.
Crack away.
Crack away. I'm getting confused with Love Island and my own opening.
Yeah, well, you know, it all merges into one, really. But yeah, no, I'm all right. How are you? You good?
Yeah, I'm good. I've just melted eating my dinner in front of lights and in my room. So I had a nice lolly, as you well know.
Oh, she loves a nice lolly.
The cure to all.
Told you, that's how I'd kidnap you. I'll just lay down different ice lollies.
just load of rockets.
Ah, yeah. Easy. So easy.
I'll be yours.
I was going to try and not talk about the weather, but then you spoke about melting, but it's hot.
It's so incredibly hot.
It's muggy.
Which, if you know, that was actually a line in the play that I did. it is melting weather. It's wild. And I've just come back from teaching and it was sweaty.
Yeah, we've had busy weeks, we've had busy days.
Yeah, how are you? Have I asked you that already?
Sort of, yeah. No, do you know what? I'm all right.
Yeah?
I don't really have much to say, considering we was on FaceTime with each other for like 3 hours the other day.
Oh my God, so long.
Yeah. This is the thing, is these podcast episodes could be even longer. We actually restrain ourselves from speaking.
Yeah, this week.
We could talk about anything.
Yeah, we're trying to keep it down to a short one this week, maybe about 20, 25
short,
minutes.
Short,
maybe
20 minutes. Short and sweet like me and you.
We got stuff to do, haven't we?
Oh, yeah.
We've got a bit of a life.
Busy gals.
Yeah, which is nice. So, let's get cracking.
Crack away.
God. What I did, dear listener, was try to spice up the opening a little bit, but I'm not really sure it happened.
Yeah, well, crack away is going to be my new phrase.
Crack away, let's go. So I've got two messages that I'm going to read out. Again, thank you so much, everybody who messages in, honestly. It's amazing. So we have got someone who got me on Instagram. I'm going to keep her anonymous. And she says, "Hey Amy, I just wanted to thank you for your podcast. I relate so much to what you guys talk about and it's really nice to hear people talk about these things. I don't really have anyone in my life to talk about these things with, so it's really nice to hear these things. I'm Aeroace and I really appreciate what you do with your podcast." Just a really nice appreciation message.
Well, thank you for your thank yous.
Thank you for your thank yous.
And we are always here if people want to talk.
Absolutely.
Love it.
Join the gang, as we always say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So thank you so much. Another little message says, "Hey, I've been struggling with being truly honest about who I am because I'm scared I won't be accepted. All I really want is to have a girlfriend and feel safe in this world, but sometimes I worry that might never happen. I'm looking for some advice on how to deal with these fears and be more confident about it."
Interesting.
I've hit you with some please give me advice. You didn't know that was coming, did you?
I never know what's coming with this podcast, and that's why I like it. It's the only spice in my life. So
that is true. We never know what's happening.
It keeps me wild, and I love it. But Do you know what? It's tricky.
I feel like that's relatable, though. I feel like everyone's been there, and it's not even like that's a specific ACE problem. Like, no. I feel like that can be applied to anything. Yeah. Anyone is going through.
The want for a relationship is, I think, for some people, like, they would say it is part of human nature, right? But, and we've spoken about it before, but I think it's the companionship, and it's finding those relationships that aren't friendships and family, and they are a bit different, and having that person. I think from my experience, you can't, no matter how much you want it, you can't force it.
Yeah, 100%.
And I think it is even harder when you're ace, because the pond is even less, and it does make you, it impacts your confidence. Like, there's lots of areas of life that I would say I'm quite a confident person. And actually, in a way, I'm probably more confident now I know I'm ace. Whereas before, I just used to be like, I've got to go on these dates and potentially do these things with people to either make them like me, or to make me seem normal, or because that's what you're supposed to do. It wasn't like I didn't know why. Whereas now I'm just a bit like, nah, I don't want to do that, so I shan't.
Yeah, no, exactly. But I think it comes from
more,
like,
comfortable you get with your identity. I do think that helps with confidence. It also hinders as well, but like, it's a bit of a both situation.
Yeah, and she talks about being scared she won't be accepted. I think, first of all, number one, you need to accept who you are yourself. Yeah. And then that's when you start looking for, like, a potential relationship. I feel like that's a really hard step. And, like, maybe you don't need to fully accept yourself, but I feel like there needs to be a level of acceptance in order to then get someone else on board in your life. Otherwise, it could just get a bit messy and...
Yeah, like, that's the attitude that obviously we've had a chat about it offline, but that's the attitude that I've got at the minute towards, like, dating and relationships and things. And I'm kind of like, there's a few areas for me in my life that I want to work on and build on, and not necessarily fix, because it's not like they're broken, but like, there's a few things that I want to do for me, and I think if I do that, then I will be more ready and willing to accept a person to possibly share parts of my life with. Whereas if you're not 100% comfortable and confident and happy with yourself, you don't have to be 100% all the time. But I think if you accept it, then if someone comes along and they don't accept it, you know that it's not right for you. And if someone comes along and they do accept it, then you're like, I accept it, you accept it, this is where we're supposed to be. And things just kind of click into place. But it is one of those frustrating things, you know, if you want a relationship and you try and force it, it might not necessarily be the right thing or the right person. Whereas, as much as people hate sitting back and waiting for the right things to come to them because there's no timeline, could be around the corner. We literally said this yesterday. It could be something that's around the corner. It could be something that's way into the future. It's not something that you can predict. And also something could be right for a certain period of time and then it's not right anymore. And it doesn't mean it wasn't, but it's one of those things. And I think you kind of have to accept. I mean, this is where I'm at. You kind of have to accept. What did you say to me yesterday? You have to just ride the waves.
That's what I always tell people.
you have to just crack away and
ride the waves.
And then the stuff that's supposed to happen will come to you, and you can seek things out, but just don't do it so much that you feel like you're forcing something.
Yeah, and she says that she worries it might never happen. And I think people have that worry. Obviously, it's quite a big worry within the asexual community. I think lots of people think that. But also, I think it is a worry with other people as well who's not in the community. I think it's quite a normal worry for people to have. But if you want a relationship, then it could be harder. Like, we found it harder. There's no doubt about that. But there's nothing to say it won't happen. And I think love your life on your own, and then your partner can just slot in and enhance your life. But I don't think you should be like, I need a partner in my life, or like, that's your end
goal.
That's
the thing.
I think it should just be an extra bonus.
It's one of my favourite, I don't know if Harry Styles actually coined the quote, but he says, fill up your own cup first, and then let the rest of the love is overflow.
Exactly that. And yeah.
You know, that I really like that idea, like just be you for yourself. And then people will like that and people will be attracted to that and people will see that type of person. And I think that quality is good to have in any kind of relationship, friendship. I think that's probably the best way of doing it. And being worried about it, like you said, everyone's worried about stuff like that. And in a way, being ace and being comfortable with that. If you're not ace and you're just, let's say, a straight person who can't find someone, you might just be like, well, why can't I find someone? Whereas for us, for me especially, I sit there and I think, it's not that I can't find someone, it's that I'm not willing to find someone who doesn't match what I want. And there's a reason. My reason is that I'm ace, and my reason is I don't necessarily don't feel the same feelings. And it kind of gives me a reason to not be ticking all these boxes, and in a way that makes me feel better about it.
Yeah, I agree with that, actually.
Whereas if you're just like bopping about, you're straight, there's no issues. Not that being ace is an issue, that's probably the wrong way of phrasing it, but there's no reasons behind it. Then you might just be like, what's wrong with me? Whereas I'm like, there's nothing wrong with me. However, I am not everyone's cup of tea because I'm ace. And that's okay, because that means that they're not mine.
Yeah, exactly that. Exactly that. And she says she's struggling with being truly honest about who I am because she's scared she won't be accepted. And I think that is so valid and normal. But it depends who you're talking about. I think if you're talking about family and you're worried they're not going to accept you, I get that's a real struggle. But if you're talking about friends and people outside your family, essentially, then if they don't accept you, then they're not meant to be in your life and they're not true friends. And actually, yeah, it's better to see their true colours now than later down the line.
So far, I mean, there's been a couple, but those are people who I don't really engage with anymore. None of the important people in my life give any shits.
Yep.
That I'm ace or that nobody, and I mean this in a nice way, nobody cared when I said I was bi, nobody cares when I say I'm gay, nobody cares when I say, like, whatever identities, it was just, you happy with that? Yep. Crack away.
Or like, you're not happy with that? No. How can I help you?
I suppose
there might be quite a lot of people who you might need to explain it and educate it to, and then they might be a bit like, they might need to just have some time to come to terms with it or like understand it and accept it. But I think my mum was a bit like,
I don't mind confusion as a reaction.
Yeah.
Like that's not,
I think it's
not
so valid. Like, like we say, it's not spoken about sexuality, so of course people are going to be confused, or like if they've never heard of it they're going to want to know more, etc, etc. Like, just give people time, but also like give people, is it grace, or like give people,
yeah
grace. Like, they're humans are better than you think sometimes, and especially if they're in your life for a reason, and then they're better than you think, you know.
And I think, do you know what? Obviously, we did have a little chat before we started recording about what we were going to talk about. And I think it's a nice segue, because it's like, obviously both of us have spoken about how, you know, we're ace, etc. But there's so many different like subcategories and different things that go into that. And I think that I've fluctuated through the whole, not the entire spectrum, the ace spectrum, but like different parts of it. And for a while, I thought that I was bi, whereas now I'm very comfortable with the fact that I'm gay, but I'm also most likely demi, possibly grey. Like, and I'm happy with it, but you don't have to just like settle on one thing. You can figure it out and find the people who care and who are willing to engage with it, and then they can help you figure it out, even if it's not something that they necessarily identify with.
Mm. And also, like, don't feel like you owe anyone an explanation on who you are. I think the only tell
you don't even have to pick a label.
Yeah.
Me personally, I'm a labels gal. I like it. I like to put myself in that box, but my box has never got a lid, so I can get out the box and get into a different box if I want to. But that's where I feel comfortable in my own identity and understanding myself, whereas some people do not want the labels, and whatever you want to do is absolutely fine. But for me, I like my little box where I can be like, this is what I am, this is how I identify, this is how I feel. I'm good with that. If things change, you hop out of the box and then get into a different box.
Yeah, exactly. It's a bit like, but I mean, like, a bit like what we were talking about with Maya on the show. Like, she was saying about, she didn't know how to come tell people about her asexuality. And I was like, well, you don't have to. And she was saying she kind of wants to, but she worries about their reaction. And I was like, well, only tell people if you think it's going to benefit you. So, like, the reason why I told people was because I needed support and I needed people to know around me. So, for a couple of reasons, because, like I say, I needed their support. I needed them to not ask questions about partners all the time. And I just needed, yeah. So, I think that's why I came out. Okay, I hate the word coming out. But I think that's the reason why I sort of was telling people. But I don't think, like, also what we were talking about with Ellie, she's like, I don't need to tell anyone. She didn't feel the need to come out. It was a fact of, like, letting people in, but yeah. Only, I don't know, do you know what I mean? Like, she didn't...
And you can do it in different ways, you know, like you said, obviously, you specifically told people so they don't ask questions. Well, if you don't know how to sit there and go, guys, I need to tell you something... You know, when the questions do come, use that as an opening to turn around and say, no, I don't have a partner because this is where I'm at. And then you don't have to feel any kind of pressure to go, right, I'm going to sit them down, I'm going to tell them this, and then I'm going to... Like, don't plan the conversations, just, you know, if the question comes up, oh, you know, are you dating anyone? No, I'm not really feeling dating at the minute because I'm ace. Oh, what's that? And then it opens up the conversation in more of a natural way. Like, and if people don't ask... You don't have to tell them. If you want to specifically tell them, you can say to people, I need to talk to you about something that's on my mind and I feel like I can talk to you. Like, sometimes people need to know, you kind of have to give people a compliment sometimes in order for them to feel that they're in a safe space as well, because, like, for some people, how you identify, especially I find, especially with my, like, straight friends, they don't necessarily know what to say because they don't want to say the wrong thing, but they need to also know that they're in a safe space to ask questions and you're in a safe space to tell them. So I think it's a bit of, you kind of have to do a bit of give and take to be like, I don't know, I want to tell you something and it's to do with my sexuality, but I know I can tell you because I know I can trust you or I feel comfortable telling you. And if you've got any questions, I'm happy to talk about it and just create, you can create that safe space as well.
Yeah. I also found, like, one time near the time where I was, like, coming to terms with it, I went out for a night out and this... it was with a lot of people I didn't know, but it was kind of people in the industry. I think it was a wrap party or something, and which kind of happens at the end of a filming job. And there was only a handful of people there that I knew, which meant that I was talking to loads of new people who didn't have a clue who I was, which I love doing anyway. I love talking to new people. I remember this one conversation, actually, that he was like, oh, so do you have a boyfriend? And I was like, oh, no. And he was like, girlfriend? I was like, no. And he was like, are you dating? And I was like, not at the minute. I've just kind of realised that I'm asexual. And he was like, oh, what's that? And then my friends also, who were there, were like, oh, I didn't know that. Like, what is that? And it just really opened up the conversation. And it was also a great way. I think it was literally one of the first times I'd told, like, randomers / friends out. Yeah. Of, like, my close friends. And it was just really nice because it, like... Obviously, I was really nervous, but it just gave me the opportunity to explore, like, how to tell people and how to bring it up and how to explain things. And I just remember, like, that being the first time and I was like, I'm not ashamed of that. Like, I told them pretty proudly.
I think when you find... You have to kind of find a person who you're okay saying it out loud.
Oh, yeah, at the beginning, definitely, yeah.
Yeah.
I just mean, like, this was, like, this was after I had told, like, my mum, after I told my friends. Like, this was the first time going out and telling randomers. Yeah. Like, on a night out, do you know what I mean? And it was really nice. They were very supportive. It was good. Oh, itchy nose.
Very cute.
Sorry if you're watching on YouTube. Anyway, we've got a new segment to the podcast for a while. I would like to call it Asexual Island after Love Island. And we've got some
And Virgin Island. We're adding to the islands, guys.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. And we've got some bombshells entering our asexual island. Let's meet the asexuals. Who have you got for us?
Okay, so...
First up, we have...
So if I might just say a title, and then if you know what it is, hit me with it. If you don't, I'll tell you. So I had
Should I create like a buzzer? If I know it, like a quiz.
Okay. I like
should
it.
Should I guess? Should I just guess what it is?
Yeah, go on, guess it. I think it would be yeah. So Some of them are a bit more obvious. So you'll get some points. So the first one is Ace Flux.
I feel like that fluctuates. You fluctuate between something.
Correct. So it says two common definitions, someone with an orientation that fluctuates between no attraction, some attraction, and a lot of attraction. I feel like I'm going to identify with most of these.
Do you?
Yeah. Or someone with fluctuating orientation and that the orientation is always within the asexual spectrum.
Oh, okay.
So those are the two kind of common definitions of ace flux. Also, guys, this is just me looking on LGBTQIA plus wiki, so it might not be 100% accurate. Don't shoot the messenger.
But ace flux is an interesting one because it's like you're giving a label. It's almost like a double label. So if you're ace flux, you also have another label. Do you know what I mean?
See, that's what makes me think, oh, that could possibly be me.
Well, yeah, exactly.
Because you know me, I've had some experiences not that long ago where I wouldn't say it made me question my aceness, but it kind of made me question where I sat within the asexual spectrum.
I feel like ace flux always needs a partner. Like, they're not very good at being single. Do you know what I mean? As in, like, ace flux. if ace flux was a genuine personified, it will need to go with another asexual label, because that kind of do you know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying. It's like how and correct me if I'm wrong, but you often identify as like demi / gray, like not just one kind of area.
Yeah Fair. So does that mean I'm also ace flux?
Possibly,
maybe. I'm not gonna have that label though. That's too many for my brain.
Too many labels. Fair.
I don't need that one. Anyway, what's next? Who else is entering the villa?
Next up in the villa.
Entering the villa is...
I feel like I'm going to butcher some of these pronunciations. Aegosexual.
We spoke about this one. Mm. It's where you're attracted to yourself.
No, that's a different one.
Oh.
So it is micro label on the asexual spectrum that describes those who experience a disconnect between themselves and the subject of arousal.
A disconnect of themselves. So it's like,
so they, it says they here, pretend not to they be them. May have sexual fantasies, view sexual content or masturbate, but typically feel little to no sexual attraction or desire to engage in sexual intercourse. Many egosexuals fantasize about sex from a third person perspective. Fascinating.
Yeah, I remember that one now, actually. Yeah. So it's like it's not actually them having sex, basically.
Yeah. But they engage in kind of their own sex, but just not... They're not with another person, necessarily. Or they see it from, like, not them, it's a third person perspective of it. Okay. Very interesting. The next person in the villa is it's a Greek.
A Greek? Well,
it comes from the Greek root word. Okay. So, apothosexual.
Apothosexual.
I've got to put my teeth through this one. That's hard to say.
Apothosexual. I couldn't... Shall I try and guess? Someone who is attracted to goths. I don't
know. Oh, is that not a goth or sexual?
Poth, moth, goth. That's all I've got in my brain.
No, it stems from the Greek root apothisan, meaning repulsed. So it refers to someone who identifies as asexual and finds sex or sexual activity to be disgusting or uncomfortable. Individuals who use this term are affected by sex in the media to varying degrees and may try to avoid its presence altogether. This term should not be confused with sex negative, which means finding sex immoral.
Okay. I wonder if sex... I feel like sex negative is not a label within the asexual spectrum. Because that's like... Yeah, I don't think that's in the A spectrum, which is fine. Just sexually repulsed, is that what that is?
Yeah, I think that's part of it. But it's like,
oh, okay, so that's like
I wouldn't say sex negative, because like me, I would say I am a sex positive person. To be like, you know, anyone can do whatever they want. Like, go crack on, crack away.
Yeah. No. We're not talking about sex negative.
No, I don't think it's
negative,
the same.
That's not in the spectrum.
No. So I think it should not be confused.
But people who are sex repulsed, being sex repulsed and sex negative are different things. So being sex repulsed is like you find it a bit gross, whereas sex negative is that you find it immoral. So sex negative is not in the spectrum, whereas I think repulsed is.
Yeah.
And I think that's the label for being sexually repulsed.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Okay, sweet. Got it.
You'll know this one. Autosexual.
I've got no idea.
You said it before. Autosexual or egosexual is a label that refers to someone who mostly or only feels sexual attraction to themselves.
Oh, so you've got ego and ego.
Yeah, which I think that's where that also you could say that those two are kind of connected, because it does say that people who they experience a disconnect between themselves and the subject of arousal. They might have sexual fantasies and things like that, but it might actually just be that they have sexual fantasies about themselves, not other people. So those could go hand in hand.
I won't lie, I feel like that went straight over my head.
Fair. It is, it's hot.
It's hot, and I didn't quite understand that.
Okay. Oh, this flag is very, very cute.
Is it?
They all have their own little flags.
I know, I love that.
Okay, so the next one. The final contestant entering the villa. I should have said, oh, I got a text. It's from Cupiosexual.
Oh, I've seen this one. I've seen this one a lot. I can't tell you, though. What is it?
I feel like you've probably, because I know that you've done a lot of like research and stuff, you've probably seen them all, but you just don't register so much with them because you don't necessarily identify that way. So, Cupiosexual, derived from cupio, meaning longing, refers to a person who is asexual or on the asexual spectrum and still desires sexual actions despite not feeling an attraction towards people who inspire that desire. The term originally showed up on forums in 2014. Although cupiosexuals will not experience sexual attraction to their sexual partner, there are a myriad of other reasons cupiosexuals may have sex, such as physical pleasure or a way to bond with one's partner.
Ooh.
So theirs is to do with longing. They desire sexual actions. They just don't feel sexual attraction.
I wonder if I'm a bit of that, you know?
Well, the flag is really cute.
Is it? I don't know.
I can't really show anybody else, but I can show you.
Oh yeah, it's just got pink in it.
Pink, it's like the asexual lilac and white, and then a little bit black. Yeah.
Interesting. I like that. Cupio. It's like Cupid.
That's what I thought. But then Cupid is like love, isn't it? And like you've got love and longing and
yeah. Makes sense.
Good. I like it.
Makes sense. Oh well, we'll see how those guys get on in the villa next week. And we may drop some bombshells in there for them to flirt with. See what happens.
Oh, yeah, defo.
Could you imagine, like, a Love Island with asexuals?
I mean, I was going to make a joke and be like, is that not what Virgin Island was? But
no. Very much wasn't.
Yeah, but we did think that there was potentially some asexual people who were on Virgin Island, so.
Yeah. I still need to ask, see if I can contact them, because I'm interested in that. Do you know what? I might do that. Oh, I say this every week. I might message that guy that I know and be like, was there any conversation of asexuality?
That would be interesting. Do you know what else I would like to know?
Yeah.
And if people want to write in. On your little TikTok that you made where we said all the ace people, get chatting, and loads of people commented. Has anybody like started chatting to people?
I want to know.
I would like some feedback.
That popped off, and it's still popping.
So, guys, if you didn't see it, go onto the Amy's TikTok and find the TikTok where she's getting all the ace people to have a little chat and make some friends.
Yeah, that was way more successful.
I slid in on TikTok and it worked because I got my little bestie now. So
I didn't actually think it was going to be that successful, if I'm honest. I can't believe how many people have like commented.
And that is proper worldwide.
Worldwide.
Worldwide, like, baby. Crack
there's
away.
Hardly anyone from the UK, I think, on there. It's really, really cool, actually.
It just right. makes me happy.
It does. It was, yeah, that was a good idea. I think that was your idea. Maybe it was, I can't remember whose idea it was. Anyway.
Listen, if you want to give me the credit, I'll take the credit.
It was a good idea, either way. Anyway, let's wrap it up there. Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode. I hope you all enjoyed. Next week, we'll go back into the villa, see who's rocking around, see who's cracking on and cracking away.
See who's coupled up.
Yep, exactly. Remember to do all that boring admin stuff of liking, sharing, subscribing, commenting, all that stuff. It does actually, it really, really helps and get the word out there and widen the community, etc., etc. So, yeah, thank you so much. We'll be back in your ears next week.